Love Hope Radio.
Today on Mr. Media, I'll talk to Patricia Richardson, who starred on ABC's top-rated sitcom Home Improvement for many years and appears tonight, July 16th at 8 p.m. in the NBC science fiction movie The Jensen Project. Stick around. So much media, so little time. Who keeps track of it all? That would be me. This is Bob Andelman, and this is a Mr. Media interview. You know, MrMedia.com. Stop by and check it out. There are more than 600 archived celebrity interviews for your listening pleasure. Mr. Media is recorded live before a studio audience of neighborhood dogs in the new media capital of the world, St. Petersburg, Florida. Now, guys, see if you know where I'm going with this. There's a point in the male maturation process where you think, moms are old. Who would be attracted to somebody's mom? And one day, you become a dad, and suddenly, there's nothing hotter than somebody else's mom. Which brings us to Jill Taylor, the long-suffering, beleaguered TV wife of Tim the Toolman Taylor on ABC's long-running sitcom, Home Improvement. How could you not find her sexy? She was funny, flirtatious, handled any crap that was thrown at her, and was forever playing hard to get. Anyway, Patricia Richardson, who played Jill and earned 4 Emmy nominations for her work, joins us today to talk about her latest assignment, The Jensen Project, airing tonight on NBC at 8 p.m. Patricia Richardson, welcome to Mr. Media.
Well, thank you. I'm sort of laughing in the background about what you're saying. This is sort of stunning. Thank you.
Well, is it okay to think of a TV mom as sexy? Is there something wrong with that?
I suppose. I just always found that very surprising, you know, and particularly now, of course, in my really old age. It's very flattering to think about that. I don't know. I just always found that so surprising. Because it was, of course, my intention. You know, I'm just sort of playing the mom. And so I always, I found that very flattering. And in retrospect, of course, now, very gratifying.
You know, oh, don't say it like
now,
that.
I really like, you know, that's very gratifying. Thank you very much.
Well, of course. And bear in mind, we're all growing older together, so... You know, we still.
That's true. I never think about that. I always think I'm the only one that's aging.
No. We're right there with you. And I mean, in our, you know, it's kind of like that first love. You always remember her the way you saw her first. You don't remember her 50 years later when you're in your 80s or you know.
So. Well, and I look exactly the same still. You know, I'm not aging at all.
There you go.
And well, you can see that by watching the show tonight.
Well, I was going to say, tell us
because if you watch The Jensen Project, you're in Florida, so it'll be on at 8 o'clock, I think.
Right. Tell us something about the project.
On NBC.
About your role in the project tonight.
Okay, well, the show was meant at NBC to be a family show. It's something that you can watch with your kids. It's sort of an adventure spy kids sort of a piece. There's a lot of special effects. It was written by a writer that at one point wrote for 24, at another point wrote for Lost. That is sort of it's the kind of special effects sort of adventure kind of show. It's about a group of scientists who have a secret society. I run this group, and I'm this wealthy woman who sort of funds it. And we are sort of the anti-Ayn Rand. We invent things and give them away and don't take credit for it. So, and what's happened is that my brother, who's played by David Andrews, has taken an invention that was meant to help mankind, but is going to turn it into a weapon and sell it to some bad guys. And so I've gone to Kelly Martin and her husband, who used to work for us years ago, and she had actually sort of started to invent this thing that he's stolen, and I've asked her to come back and work for us to help us steal it back, basically. And she has a son who's this mischievous teenager who's very talented and also a genius. And he comes along for the ride, but of course he ends up helping us. And he runs into this older girl who's really attractive. I don't know if you know who Alyssa Diaz is. She used to be on As the World Turns.
Oh.
He gets a crush on her, and they start working together. So it's kind of, that's what I mean about the spy kids thing. It's kind of like the teenagers end up sort of helping save the day kind of thing. And LeVar Burton is one of the people who works for me at this Jensen Project place. And there's lots of special effects, and there's lots of adventure and, you know, suspense and cute people. These teenagers are really darling.
Well, and I guess if you're going to do a science fiction movie, having the engineer from Star Trek on board probably doesn't hurt.
Oh yeah, and he was so charming. You know, he was great. And the special effects were really fun. That's one of the reasons I took it. I've never done anything with green screen before.
Hmm.
You know, I had never done that sort of thing. And that was so interesting, you know, because you stand when you're working on it, you know, you stand there and you're just looking at these big green boards where there's nothing on them. And then now, of course, I go back and we saw it, and it was so fun for us to have a screen. We had a private screening, and all of the actors got together and saw it, and it was so fun to then see what they put on that later, you know. And then we have hologram things, you know, where we you have to hold in your hand and pretend that you're seeing this thing, and then now finally, of course, we're seeing the thing that we were supposed to be holding in our hand. And there was so much involved where you had to pretend you're seeing something that you had no idea what you were seeing. And then later now, of course, we're seeing all the special effects that they put in. So that was real interesting because I just had never done it.
Well, Patricia, I know that we're going to get cut off in a second, but I want to thank you for joining us and tell everybody you can watch Patricia Richardson tonight at 8 p.m. in the NBC TV sci-fi movie, The Jensen Project. And, Patricia, I'd love to have you come back when you have more time.
Oh, thanks. Well, I hope I will be. I've just gone back to work after about taking a hiatus of 3 to 4 years, and I've already done one film called Beautiful Wave, and I just last week shot another one called Give Me One Reason, and I'm producing my first one myself next fall in Baton Rouge called Zombie Hamlet. So I hope I'll get to come back and interview with you when all these other things come back.
I would love to have you whenever you're available. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Great.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you so much.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
And folks, for more original interviews with your favorite TV stars, you can surf over to our main website, MrMedia.com, MrMedia.com. And you can now hear Mr. Media when you're on the go with Stitcher Radio. Stitcher is a free news and talk mobile application. The latest episode of Mr. Media is always available for you, no syncing needed, and no memory wasted. It's available for your iPhone, your Palm Pre, Android phones, or your BlackBerry. Downloading is easy. Go to Stitcher.com or check out the App Store for your individual mobile phone. And please take advantage of this great offer for Mr. Media radio listeners. Go to audiblepodcast.com/mrmedia to get a free audiobook download of your choice when you sign up today. Again, that's audiblepodcast.com/mrmedia for your free audiobook. Subscribe to Mr. Media on iTunes and you'll never miss a show. Just search Mr. Media Interviews from within iTunes and subscribe for free. You can also listen with a piece of string and a tin can in many locations. If you've got an idea for a guest, email me directly at bob@andelman.com. You can also follow me on Facebook or on Twitter, twitter.com/andelman, or on Facebook, just search Mr. Media Interviews. Thanks so much for joining us today. Always appreciate when you give up a little piece of your day. Come spend it with us. Thanks for listening.
Ever thought of hosting your own radio show? Now you can by registering at blogtalkradio.com. While you're there, check out our selection of premium packages. To start your own show today, visit blogtalkradio.com.